The idea of policy. What does policy mean to you?
Well, immediately when you said that, I said policy is the personal, and you can't separate the two. I don't care what you know until I know that you care. There's a lot of truth to that. I have a good friend of mine, Mitch Perlstein. I don't know if you're aware of him or have ever heard of him, but he said dinner table conversations versus conference table conversations. And that he would kind of compare and contrast the two and would often say very similar things to what you said. Dinner table conversations have at least the potential to have more civility. But you tend to care about people at the dinner table a bit more, care about what they think. And you tend to think that those people around your dinner table have some claim on you, and you have some claim on them. I sometimes, a lot of times, I'll play a game with myself when I go out shopping, is to find a clerk, and I don't make a big deal of this, who's kind of grumpy, and see if I can turn him or her around and just make them smile or have a conversation. Nothing big, nothing. I'm not trying to say this is a day and night transformation, but just to kind of pay into that pot. That pot of civility. And there's a civic pot that we kind of need to pay into. And incidentally, I think the Citizens League is near the center of that civic pot that we, and I don't know that everybody needs to pay into it, but that it is important to kind of pay into that. And I think it's a different kind of tax almost.